Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief, brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. The Bermuda Police Service has released its official statistics report for the 2021 year, highlighting key crime trends and patterns over the year. The report reveals a total of 3,165 recorded offenses for the year of 2021, which is about a 4% decrease from 2020. The BPS did say that while the report aims to provide timely and objective information, it was delayed due to the necessity to support core policing services and functions. This required reallocating resources from back end functions to respond to calls for service and enforce COVID-19 measures. They continue to say that the official statistics report of 2021 is accurate, objective, and provides a snapshot of the crime that occurred, but it is regrettably not timely given the 2.5-year delay. For detailed statistics and more information, they encourage the community to review the complete reports available on their website. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Public Works said they are actively maintaining the island's roadways, with crews from the Department of Works and Engineering recently trimming trees and clearing overgrown vegetation at various locations across the island. The government spokesperson said, quote, "This effort is part of the ongoing program to manage roadside vegetation, enhancing road safety and maintaining clear sightlines for motorists." The Minister of Public Works, David Birch, commented on the initiative, saying our teams are dedicated to maintaining and improving the roadways. The spokesperson said that the ministry acknowledges public concerns regarding overgrown vegetation and emphasizes that while government efforts are underway, community involvement is essential. Residents are encouraged to play their part by maintaining vegetation on their properties and ensuring that overhanging branches or foliage do not impede roadways or sidewalks. In other news, the Department of Corrections did confirm that there was a plumbing issue in the medium housing unit at Westgate, which resulted in a lack of water for flushing toilets, but repairs have been made and are now complete. A spokesperson said that there was a shortage for a period of time when using other available water sources. Inmates used buckets to flush before the toilets were put on the bypass fresh water supplies. It is important to note that the entire facility was not affected. Only the medium housing units were impacted. Repairs have been completed, the plumbing issue have been addressed, and the water is back on. And in your sports-related news, the eagerly anticipated next set of the Bermuda Police Service's Bermuda Sports Superstars cards are now officially available. This month's set of six superstars, three women and three men, feature the late Marco Warren for football, Ebony Cox for golf, BPS Constable Dennis Joel for bowling, Caitlin Conyers for cycling, Bernard Wade III for archery, and Talia Iris for martial arts. It officially launched on October 1st. The first set of six highlighted three legends and three superstars. Our youth are encouraged to actively seek out police officers throughout the island for an opportunity to receive one of the latest collectible cards. Students may also collect one of the 12 inspiring sports cards released to date at any police station in Hamilton, Somerset, and Southside. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrell Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.